Thank you for calling Utility Trailer of Dallas. Para Español, o Prima Número 9. If you know your four-digit extension, you may dial it at any time, or press 0 to speak with the operator. Otherwise, press 1 for trailer sales. Press 2 for parts department.
Utility Trailer.
Hi, trying to get hold of Diane, please.
Okay. This is Diane.
Hey, Dan, it's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff calling you back.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Hanging in there. I made it through Monday.
I know. Well, it's Tuesday. Monday. You're almost through Tuesday. Were you off yesterday?
I wish. It was You're definitely right. Monday. But let me look in their file real quick. It kind of threw me for a loop as well.
Well, because they don't, here. I mean, if they have apportioned tags on their trailer, on the truck, then they don't pay sales tax. Well, we don't charge sales tax unless he is in-state. If he is an interstate, then they don't pay sales tax.
Gotcha. So he is over the road then.
If he is, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm assuming most of these guys are. Especially reefers.
I'm trying to figure out. I put, you know what? I put interstate trucking actually on his approval. I did talk to him about that, now that I think about it. Don't know if I put any good notes in here or not, but, yeah, we've got them. Their SIC code, I have them down as, it's 4214, which is local trucking with storage for interstate trucking. So, for their SIC code, I have it down as 4214, which is local trucking with storage. So, they've actually got it down as intrastate trucking instead of interstate.
Well, that we'll need to find out if he travels out of state.
Gotcha.
Because if he doesn't travel out of state, then yes, we do need to charge him sales tax.
Okay.
But if he leaves the state of Texas, whether it's, you know, if he leaves the state of Texas and has apportioned plates on his tractor, then we don't charge him sales tax.
Gotcha. Okay.
And time to go does not, I mean, they don't have to sign off on the front of this title. They signed off on the back. Do you not have a copy of that?
I saw that too. I don't know why they asked for that. I should have asked before I sent it over to you because exactly the back's all that matters. I've never heard of anyone signing off on the front.
Well, I mean, people do sign the front of them, but it's not a have to.
Right. Okay. Let me clarify that.
Because
there's
no lien on it, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, that would be the only signature I would think you would be requiring or needing.
Right, exactly. There's there. I mean, you guys own it.
Because it's signed over to us on the back.
Okay, let me find out about that.
Do you need it under Balderas Transport? Is that how your loan is going to be with him?
It is.
Balderas Transport?
Right, he's, let me double check. Because it's a sole proprietorship, so I believe I put it underneath the company name, Balderas.
I'm going to email you, and you just email me back and let me know, you know, how the title needs to read, whether it be, you know, your name or, you know, Balderas or whatever I have, Balderas Transport, so how my invoice is written out, or if it needs to be under the customer's name. And then the Pawnee Leasing, I don't know, I don't have that information for the lien holder.
Okay, I can get that over to you. I'll give you their address and everything.
I'm gonna. I'm sending you an email right now at Bank of CardiffF.com. I'm just sending you a test. Hopefully, you'll get that. I just sent that over. DC.
I just got it.
Okay. And just tell me how, you know, what your back of the title needs to look like, and, you know, if it, like I said, if it needs to be under Balderas Transport or if it needs to be under whatever his personal name is. And then
we have it under Balderas Transport right now, but let me see why we did that, because typically it would be his name, then DBA, Balderas Transport, but...
Is he a DBA?
Well, he's a sole proprietorship, so let's see what the documents say here. Yeah, it is actually Gregorio, can't speak, Gregorio Balderas, comma, individual DBA Balderas transport.
Okay. Just send me all that, and I'll get you what you need versus, you know, with a title application and a, you know, an invoice that's correct and the back of the title and all that, you know.
Will do. I'll get right over to you.
All right, and then let me know about that sales tax.
Absolutely. I'll call Raina right now.
Or do you want my salesman to call him?
I can call him. It's not a big deal. I've been talking to his daughter, Raina, and she's been pretty informative. But there's a reason I put it as intrastate, so I need to figure out as to why. I'm pretty sure I asked him. But let me figure it out for you, and I'll get over the titling instructions for you as well. I should have those in their loan documents. Let me see if... I thought I had sent them over. That's for insurance. Also in their insurance... You know, they did leave out the titling instructions here. Normally they include them in the loan documents, but they must have taken them out when they sent them back or something. But okay, I'll get all the information for you.
Okay, just shoot me an email and let me know.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.